Hello again, racing fans. Thanks for joining me on A Sure Thing as we look ahead to racing on Sunday. We're racing in the Mother City. We're out at the country course of Hollywood Bend's Durbanville for a 9-race programme that gets underway at 12:20. Good to have you along for the preview of this meeting. Hopefully we're going to find as many winners as possible, because I'm sure if last week was anything to go by, a lot of folks will be making their way out to the track to go and enjoy the festivities, something for young and old, while we have a flutter on the GGs and hopefully walk away with a few rand in the pocket. The first race does not form part of the exotics. If you are going to get involved in the tote exotics, that starts with a bipot in race 2 onwards. Race 1 does ever form part of your Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. Those you need to have on 5 minutes before the off of race 1. Make sure you play the bet slip, because that's what puts you in line for that big jackpot prize of 1 million rand that is on offer. The first race at 12:20 is a maiden plate for fillies. 9 of them will line up at the 1,000-metre mark, and if one take the market into account, there's precious little to choose between the top two in the betting, 1 Call of the Karoo, who is currently at 1.25 to 1, and number 6 Starting Point, who is at 1.82 to 1 in the antipodes market. The only other one in single figures is number 3 Ruby Rex at 3.75 to 1. Thereafter, it's 12 to 1 and upwards, bar those quoted. I'm also siding with the favourite in the opener. I think this has got everything going for it to actually take the lion's share of the prize money. Raced from just off the pace last time out before getting outrun late. Same applied in the run prior to that. Showed toe from the get-go and just found one too good on the day. I do think now, having its third run off to rest, should be cherry ripe to run an absolute cracker. That last run was over the course and distance, and from pole position should take a power of beating. So, 1 Call of the Karoo to beat number 6 Starting Point. 3 Ruby Rex, 4 Crazy Little Thing are the selections in the opener. Second race, Scratch Deer, is number 3 Straight Red. 10 runners will line up for the second, a maiden plate over 1,000 metres. Visiting Gauteng Raider, number 1 Simbine, is at 2.27 to 1. 4 Red Wave at 3.33 to 1. Number 10, Caribbean Gold, in fact, is one of the joint favourites at 2.27 to 1, alongside number 1, Simbine. And then we get 3.33 to 1 about number 4, Red Wave. 5 to 1 and upwards, the others. Red Wave is the horse that I'm siding with, despite the fact that we have 2 shorter price horses on the boards. I reckon put a line through that last run, as it was reported this horse was harbouring a virus. Prior to that, this horse had that nice come and look about it. Now drops back to the minimum trip of 1,000 metres. Will be having his third run after rest, so should be cherry ripe to run an absolute cracker. And if going to the front, I do think will be hard to peg back. So, 4, Red Wave, to beat number 1, Simbine. For third, number 8, Moody Blue. And in fourth, we're going with 5, World Champion. Third race is the opening leg of the place accumulator. 13:30 is the off-time race number 3. This is a B stakes, where 7 runners will line up at the 12:50-metre mark for the running of the third race. And number 6, Green Gateway, is the favourite at 1.82 to 1. Next on offer, 7, Scottish Kiss, at 3.33 to 1. Number 2, Oliver's at 4 to 1. Also number 4, Gimme Lightning, at 4 to 1. Air Raid at 5.56 to 1. And 7.14 to 1 and upwards, the others. A couple of hard-knocking individuals are taking each other on in this B stakes. Over 1,200. You know what they say, the smaller the field, the bigger the upset can be. I must admit, I'm going to overlook the favourite here. Could be to my own peril, although this horse does carry 52.5 kilos. Probably is the one they have to beat. Number 6, Green Gateway. I like the look of number 7, Scottish Kiss. From the stable of Justin Snaith, this horse has got very, very good recent form. Comes into this race having recorded back-to-back wins and is on song to record the hat-trick. Now, if we need to take anything into account, is that last run, especially over the course and distance, a repeat of that performance when running on very strongly in the closing stages, I do think that this horse has got what it takes to make it 3 out of the trot. So I'm going 7 Scottish Kiss to beat number 2 Oliver. For third, I'm going with 6 Green Gateway, and fourth, number 5 Air Raid. Pick 6 starts race number 4, 14:05. Is the off time of race number 4. Here you can scratch number 6, Island Jewel, And this, to me, is one of the most trickiest races on the card, because you could probably make a case for virtually almost each and every one of them. Number 8, Amaya, is at 2.86-1 in the antipost market. 5, Champagne Blaze, is at 4-1. Number 12, Rose Boot, is at 5.56-1. I can just imagine my predecessor going, Rose Boot, Rose Boot, Rose Boot. That would have been a Shasheen Shores, guaranteed. Then you can get 8-1 about number 1, Lady Veritas. 7, Lock Song, at 8.33-1. 10-1, number 10, Nikki's Law. 10-1, number 4, Ilisma Mbali. And 12-1 and upwards, bar those quoted. The reason why I went that far out in the betting is because I like a 10-1 shot. Never mind Rosewood. I like number 10, Nikki's Law. This one from the informed stable of Greg Ennion. A complete roughie, so let's call it my each-way selection on the card. Now, this horse renews rivalry with the favourite, number 8, Amaya. There was 0.75 lengths in it between the two of them when they met last time out in that race behind Mighty Mary. There is now a 5-kilo difference at the weights in favour of number 10, Nikki's Law. That, to me, is more than enough to turn the tables, and hence the reason I'm siding with 10, Nikki's Law, to beat number 8, Amaya. For third, I'm going with number 12, Rosewood, and fourth, number 5, Champagne Blaze. Race number 5 is a maiden plate for fillies. 9 runners to run over 1,800 metres. And in this race, number 2, Rare Earth, I thought one of the better bets on the card. This horse comes into this race with 2 seconds on the trot. Raced up handy in its last start, just found one too good and overraced in the race prior to that. I do think has got what it takes to go one better this time round. Last time out was over 1,700, over 2,000. The run before that was over 1,700. Now going over 1,800, and I do think he's in the right kind of race, and I do think we'll take the lion's share of the prize money. So I'm going to Rare Earth to beat number 5, Vivo Pele, 6, Heavenly Mafia, and 8, American Beauty. The sixth race on the card is a Class 4 Benchmark 82. We have 16 runners that are carded to run in race 6, but I do know there are quite a number of reserve runners. From 14 out to 16 are reserve runners. So double-check those card changes on race day. If there are any scratchings, those horses, of course, get a run. If there are none, those horses will be taken out at 8:30 on Sunday morning. This is a Class 4 Benchmark 82, and a number of them are renewing rivalry. The likes of 2 Quite a King, 3 Heel and Soul, 4 Master of Paris. Who else is there? There is 10 Elegant Noble and 12 Ariovistas. They all renew rivalry in that race that was won by number 3, Heel and Soul. Now, Heel and Soul picked up a £2 penalty for that win, which means that Heel and Soul has got a little bit more to do here in this particular race. And having said that, 4 Master of Paris is now a kilo better off at the weights for a 0.4 length beating, which brings them very much closer together. But I do think that Master of Paris, the way this horse finishes off the races, will be the one that will be finishing best of all in the run to the wire. Third run after rest should be Cherry Ripe. So, 4 Master of Paris to beat number 3, Heel and Soul. For third, I'm going with number 10, Elegant Noble, and fourth, number 12, Ariovistas. Race number 7 on the program is a middle stakes where 9 runners will line up and face the starter at the 1,500 metre mark. Also, one of those races you could make a case for at least 4 or 5 of them. Keep fingers crossed that you've picked them correctly and you survive this particular leg of the exotics, because it's 4-1 the field here. Number 6, A Freak. 7, and Fuller. And 9, Chasing the Rainbow. They're all at 4-1. 1, Aviasator is at 5-1. And 4, Please Be True is at 5-1. 3, Song to the Moon at 7.14-1. And it's 8.33-1 and upwards the others. In this middle stakes race, as I said, they priced up virtually on top of each other. It is one of those races where you're probably going to have to do this and hope the pen lands on the right place, or we're going to have to try and find one. Must admit, I'm leaning towards Number four, Please Be True. From the stable of Justin Snaith, Alder de Meyer's on board. I think we can put a line through that last start. And the reason being, and this is my reservation about Please Be True and not being a little bit more confident, is if one looks at this horse's record, you'll see does have the bad habit and tendency of being slow off the mark. If this horse does not blow the start and jumps on terms, I reckon we'll be right there in the run to the wire, but in all likelihood, we'll be finishing off very strongly in the closing stages. So, I'm going to go for Please Be True as my first choice selection, ahead of six, A Freak. For third, I'm going with number nine, Chasing the Rainbow, and fourth, we're going with number seven, Umfula. We move on to the eighth race. This is the penultimate race on the program. It's a Class 4 Benchmark 82, where 10 runners will line up at the 1,000-meter mark. In this race, I was also umming and eyeing where to go because it's 3.57 about number 9, Rattlesnake. 5-1 the chances of 2, Mauritius Kestrel, and 6, Calfoot. 6.25, 1, Worldly. 4, Marquetta. And 7.1, 4-1, and upwards the others. Again, I'm going to go with Alder de Meyer. I think he may be on the right one here, number 9, Rattlesnake. He rides for Candace Robinson. And I do think that this horse can make amends for that second last time out, even though many will read it the way I do, that this horse won its, the penultimate and then had a very good follow-up second next time out. But I do think that this horse could have finished a whole lot closer last time out. Having said that, Rattlesnake is a model of consistency, is having his third run after rest, another horse that should be cherry-ripe for the occasion. So, Rattlesnake gets the verdict to win the eighth race on the card, ahead of number four, Marquetta. For third, I'm going with number two, Mauritius Kestrel, and fourth, number six, Calfoot. 1,700 hours will be the off time of race number nine on the card. This is a Class 4 Benchmark 82, where 10 runners will line up at the 1,000-meter mark. And in the last race on the program, I'm going to be siding with number eight, Sardinia Bay. We've got 10 Island Forever as the favorite at 2.27-1, and then number eight, Sardinia Bay, at 3.03-1. Greg Genyon, his stable, has really been in a rich vein of form of late. Sardinia Bay, I do know, is a speedy sort. Follow that maiden win up with another good win last time out. He's on song to record the hat-trick. That last win was impressive because it was over this course and distance. And it was also in similar Class 4 company. And that's the reason why I'm siding with 8 Sardinia Bay to win it, ahead of 5 Flying Finley, 10 Forever Island or Island Forever, and fourth number 3, All About Owl. And that takes care of Sunday racing at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Trust you'll find the winners, that you'll be able to cash in those exotics at the end of the day. Leave the course with a bit of profit. Till next time from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.